tomorrow, he learned that this is a kal v'choyma. Oma big day zohov, shein koyen nichnas pehem lefnaya lefnim. Toyin tefillah, madach for the sake of putting on big day zohov. You have to go to the mikvah. Even though it's not so Kaddish, the Kohen Gadol can't go inside lefnaya lefnim with them. So big day lovin, now when he's changing, taking off the big day zohov, al manas to put on the big day lovin, shein nichnas pehem lefnaya lefnim, with these clothing, he goes inside lefnaya lefnim, with these four white linen clothing. Is Eina Din Shatoyin Tefillah? Isn't it for sure that for taking off the Big Day Zohov, I'm not to put on the Big Day Lovin, you should have to go to the mikveh in between? So that's the Kal V'Chayma. Tamura says, no, it's not a good Kal V'Chayma. Equally, if I could ask you a question, this Kal V'Chayma. Ma'le Big Day Zohov, Sheken Kaprosa Meruba. You know why when you take off the Big Day Lovin, I'm not to put on the Big Day Zohov, the eight begodim, to do the avoiders outside, you know why you have to go to the mikvah? Because the big days of are tremendous chshivas that is the kaprosim ruba. Like you use it the whole year. So the whole year the Kohen Gadol uses these eight begodim. And it brings kabbonis the whole year. So the whole year is being mechapet people with these begodim. Maybe they're more chosh of these begodim. That's why you have to go to the mikvah. But only from big day lovin to big days of. The question is, how do we know the opposite way? Like Rashi says, kaprosim ruba. Shemeshamish ben kol yomais hashana. He uses these eight begodim the whole year. Avol avoidas pinim, mashenkin going inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Tiyoyim lakipur meinam chaperes el al tumas mikdash hakadoshov. It's only once a year, and also it's only mikdash for one chet, for the chet that somebody was metam himself going into the base of mikdash. So how do we know you have to have a tefillah when you take off your big day zov al manas to put on the big day lovin? That's a kasha kontra of Yehuda. The Gemara says elanaf kolayim of the Rebbe. He says Yehuda has to also be moided to Rebbe. That Rebbe said the what? That Omar Rebbe says, Minayin lechomesh tefilos, v'yasara kedushin shetevel kohen gadol mekadesh bay bayoyim. How do we know that the kohen gadol has to go to the mikvah five times? In other words, how do we know when he changes his begodim from big day lovin to big day zov, he has to go to the mikvah? Talmud Leima, Rebbe dashens another posik, that it says, k'soynes bat kodesh yilbosh. Here it's talking about taking off the big day zov, al manas to put on the big day lovin. It says now he's going to put on his k'soynes bat kodesh, the white underpants. Holomaret? No, k'soynes is the robe. He's putting on now the robe, the white robe. Is in Yilbush, and the plastic says he has to go to the mikvah. Holomaret, from here we learn out. Shekol ha-mishane me'avoida li'avoida toyin tefillah. Here we learn out that when you take off your big day zohov, our manas to put on the big day lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Reb Yehuda, everything is very good. Reb Yehuda has one pasuk to say, when you take off the big day lovin to put on the big day zov, you have to go to the mikvah. And how do we know the opposite way? Reb Yehuda is also asking to Rebbe's pasuk. Here the pasuk tells us that when you take off your big day zov, al manas to put on big day lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Reb Yehuda, everything is very good. There are two different psukim to tell us that changing each way, you have to go to the mikvah in between. So the Mara now, but according to Rebbe himself, Rebbe only dashes the second pasuk. So according to the Rebbe, the Mara is Ashkechon mi big day zov le big day lovin. Very good, Rebbe has this pasuk that taking off your eight begodim big day zov that the Kohen Gadol does outside to go inside lefnayim lefnim to put on his big day lovin, he has to go to the mikvah. That's very good. The way Rebbe dashes this pasuk. But mi big day lovin le big day zov minayin. How does Rebbe know that when you take off the big day lovin to put on the big day zov, you also have to go to the mikvah? As Rebbe does know from Rebbe Yehuda's Jerusha before. So how does Rebbe know? So Marian says again that Torah the Rebbe Yishmael, Pashto and Svar, I could tell you, a kal v'chayma. Ma big day lovin, shein kaparosim meruba, ma duch to put on the white begodim. You have to go to the mikvah. Even though the white begodim is only used once a year, and only to mechapar and tumas mitzvah shekodeshev, not such a kapara. But they're still toy and tefillah. You have to go to the mikvah before you put them on. Big day zov. When you're taking off the white begodim, al manas to put on the regular eight begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears the whole year. She kaprosim meruba. That with these begodim, he works the whole year. He does a lot of kaparam. He makes a lot of forgiveness. So for sure, he has to go to the tefillah. So that's how Rebbe would know with this kal v'chayma. So where it says no, I can tell you just the opposite way. So the Mara ain't a din. This part of the kal v'chayma. He's ain't a din to turn tefillah. Isn't it a kal v'chayma svarom? You should have to go to the mikvah. So Gemara says no. Ikla mifrach. I can ask you a question on this. Ma the big day lovin. You know why when you take off the big day zov to put on the lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Shekein nichnas behem lefnayim lefnim. The original svar we said before. maybe the big din lavan is more chomer, more kaddish, because now you're going into the kodesh hakadoshim. So for the kodesh hakadoshim, maybe you have to have a tefillas mikvah. Mashenkein, when you're changing from big din lavan to put on big din zahov, maybe you don't have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rebbe, how do we know you have to go to the mikvah when you change from big din lavan to big din zahov? So Gemara says, Haino diktoni. This is what Rebbe before meant to say at the end of his braisa. The Rebbe said, V'yayma, the Pasuk says, Big day kodeshim. The Pasuk is saying, these are kodesh tikka begodim. Now you're putting on now big day vad, and they're big day kodeshim. V'rochat es pasoroi. B'mayim, you have to go to the mikvah. Ulevation. And then put them on. So that's what Rebbe before said. Why does the Pasuk say extra? Oh, big day kodeshim. Treat to the big day kodesh. Elamai comes to make a hekish. All big day kodesh has the same halacha. Just like here for putting on the big day loven, you have to go to the mikvah. Hu adim, when you take off the big day loven to put on the big day zov, also you have to go to the mikvah. That's Pshan Rebbe, the Midrash of the Pasuk, big day kodeshim, an extra word, to teach us this drasha, that even taking off the big day loven, the big day zov, also you have to go to the mikvah. Yeah, here's what we're holding, really. Tomorrow, the chomesh avoy the same. And this is right the part of his braisa, that there are five avoidas the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Tomit shel shachar b'big day zov. The first thing he does in the morning, wearing his eighth begodim, is the tomit shel shachar. He does the shchita, he does the kabbalah, he does the zrika. Then avoidas hayom. Then he brings the karbonis l'kavod Yom Kippur, the big day lovin. Like he has to take off his big day zov, go to the mikvah, and then put on the big day lovin. Then he has to come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the Eiloi, the Eilom, the Big Day Zov. He brings his korban, his Eil, and the Eil for the Tzibur, and he does that outside with the Big Day Zov. Then he has to take off his Big Day Zov and put on again the Big Day Lovin to go inside again for Kafo Machtom, the Big Day Lovin, that he has to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machtom, take out the shovel and the pan that he brought the Keteris in before. Then he comes out again, and again changes his clothing to bring the Tomei Shobein Abayim, the Big Day Zov. That he has to wear the Big Day Zov. So these are four times he has to change his begodim on Yom Kippur. So these are four tefillas, and the first tefillah he does in the morning, before when he takes off his Big Day Chayil, to put on the Big Day Zov, to come into the Azara. For the coming in, before he comes into the Azara, he has to go to the mikvah. That's the fifth mikvah. For the Gemara now, Uminayin, Shekol Tefillah, Tefillah, Tzricha, Beis Kedushin. How do we know the other halacha, that he has to make 10 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur? How do we know by every tefillah you have to have 2 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, u'foshat, take off your clothing, then v'rochat, which will soon dash in v'rochat here, means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It doesn't mean a tefillah v'mikvah, it means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And then like a drasha, v'rochat v'lovash. It says only 1 v'rochat. But the word v'rochat goes on the pasuk before of a foshat, taking off, and it also goes on the next pasuk of a lavash, putting on the new begodim. As if to say, you have to have 2 times the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. 1 the cover taking off the old begodim, and 1 the cover putting on the new begodim. For the Gemara, hi betfilah ksiv. How could you learn out a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from this pasuk that says v'rochat? V'rochat always means wash your whole body in the mikvah. It's talking about a tefillah b'mikvah. How could you learn out here v'rochat means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, just pouring the water from the kiyur on your hands and on your feet? The Gemara answers, emeinu inyan l'tefillah, if we don't need this pasuk to tell us the chiyur to go to the mikvah. D'nafka leimi big day kodeshim, we learned it out already from the pasuk that says big day kodeshim. That's for any type of begodim. When you change them, you have to go to the mikvah, according to Rebbe. So why does the pasuk have to say here again for v'rochat to go to the mikvah? It's to know inyan l'kiddush. So Rabbi says, put this pasuk over Rochat to teach us that it means kiddush, that you have to wash your hands. As if to say, you have to wash your hands for the oposhat, for the taking off, and you also have to wash your hands, l'kavod the new v'lovash, putting on the new begodim. That's how we have 2 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. For the Gemara, aber v'lichta v'rachmona b'loshin kiddush. If you're telling me now, this word kiddush here, v'rochat, means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but does not mean literally going to the mikvah. So why does the Torah say lashon v'rochat? Let the Torah say clearly the kiddush. Let the pasuk say you have to be mekadosh yadayim v'raglayim. What does it say lashon v'rochat for? For the Gemara v'lichta v'rachmona b'lashon kiddush. Have the Gemara hokamashman is teaching us the kiddush here. The tefillah ki kiddush. That the tefillah has the same malach of the kiddush. What does that mean? Ma kiddush b'makim kadosh. Just like you have to have the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the makim kodesh in the azar itself,
like the pasuk says, "B'makom kodesh here is af tefillah b'makom kodesh." Who are then the tefillah that the kohen gadol does when he changes his begodim from either way, from lovin to zav or zav to lovin? He has to go to the mikvah. Where does he have to go to the mikvah? The mikvah in the yazor itself. It has to be b'kodesh. Just like here it says b'makom kodesh, and it's going on the kiddush adayim reglayim. So adin, the tefillah that he does, these five tefillahs or the four tefillahs in between changing the begodim, has to badafka be done by kodesh in the azar itself. The Rashi says, "Makkiz b'makom kodesh, k'dichtiv bei b'makom kodesh is af tefillas haboyes machmas machalfos hayoyim." Also, the mikvah that he has to go when he changes his begodim has to be b'makom kodesh. Avot tefillah rishayna. But the first tefillah the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, when he first comes, before he comes in, lo yalfus minei, we don't learn out from here, to alav the iraisi. As here Rashi says, that first tefillah is not the iraisa. Therefore, it does not have to be b'makom kodesh. Or b'chal does not have to be midiraisa, Rashi Shuter is. It's only midirabonin. Taisus before said it was a midiraisa, at least according to Ben Zoyim at least. But Rashi is saying now it's lav the iraisa. Right. This is the way Rebbe knows the five tefillahs and the 10 times semikadosh adayim v'raglayim. And the 10 kedushim is dafka b'makom kodesh, who are then the four tefillahs are also dafka b'makom kodesh. For the Gemara now, for Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush minolei. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that there's a yisoid you have to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So far we had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he dashes the pasuk v'rochat to the mikvah, so when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah, very good. But how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the meaning of kiddush adayim v'raglayim? The Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, the mafki lelahai kruah litfilas big day zov, that he uses this pasuk to teach us you have to go to the mikvah. Ledaris big day kodeshim, he doesn't dashen then the extra word of big day kodeshim. So kiddush minolei, how do you know kiddush? He uses now, as according to Rabbi Yehuda before, he needs two psukim. One pasuk tells us from changing from lov into zov you have to go to the mikvah, and the next pasuk says from zov back to lov and also you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, both psukim were talking about going to the mikvah. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that in between the mikvah you have to have two times the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Both psukim mean the mikvah mamish. For the more of Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush minolei, so Marin says nafkalei mid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out the same place Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learned it out from. And what before we have Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Oymez Kal B'Choyma. His Rabbi Kihi had a Kal B'Choyma Svara. Ma b'mokim shein toin tefila toin kiddush, mokim she toin tefila and din she toin kiddush. He had a without psukim, it's a Kal B'Choyma. Ma duch every day when you go into the before you go into the Beis Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah to make a kiddush or dayim v'raglayim every single day of the year. So halachas kama v'kama here in Yom Kippur that changing begodim makes you go to the mikvah. So for sure you have to have a kiddush or dayim v'raglayim. Madach, so you don't have to go to the mikvah. Just you have to have a kiddush. So b'mokim, you have to go to the mikvah. For sure, you have to have a kiddush. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows you have to have a kiddush at Naim Verglayim. Nafkalei mid Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Also now, Omer Rabbi Chizur. Chizur says like this. Hod the Rebbe, this the Rebbe's drush that we just learned, is mafka mid Rabbi Meya or mafka mid Rabbonin. It does not go according to Rabbi Meya Shita, and it can't go according to Rabbonin Shita either. So Rashi says, Om Rav Chizda, that Ksop Rav Chizda, Davko Om HaRebi. The Rebbe says, Davko, Ufoshat V'rochat V'rochat V'lovash. They mean, Shnei Kiddushin, Bein Pshita L'Visha, that you have to do two times the Kiddush, Echad L'Fnei Tfilah, one right before you go to the Mikvah, V'yechad L'Yachareh, one right after, Kodim L'Visha. And that's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. That Rebbe says, how do you know you have to have two times Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? He dashes this posuk for rochatz does not mean the mikvah, but rather it means Kiddush. And it says, uforshat v'rochatz v'lovash. So the Havaminer is that the rechitza mamish has to be right after the pshita, after you took off your clothing. When you're not wearing clothing, you have to make the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Then you go to the mikvah. Then before you put on the new begodim, again you have to have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. That's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. So if that's true, then Rebbe does not go according to Rabbi Meir Shita, and does not go according to Rabbanu Shita. So Rashi says, "Mafkum et Rabbi Meir, moisoy si mechlal devar v'shar Rabbi Meir, loisvil like Rabbi Meir. He cannot hold like Rabbi Meir. Diaf agav der minu mastisin poshat v'kiddush yoda v'raglav. Tisvil le kiddush lefnei atzvilam. Achab Shita hu. That's true. Rabbi Meir is moedim that the first kiddush is after you took off your first clothing.
of a polygalemio bekidishani. But Remeya argues, when do you do the second kiddush of the amraglayim? Tekoma achalavishu. Remeya says, after you put on the second pair of clothing, that's when you make the kiddush. Kigatoni brisa the Remeya liel lovash kiddush yodav raglov. The brisa says clearly, first you put on the new pair of begodim, and then you make a kiddush of the amraglayim. So according to Rebbe, he holds the second kiddush is before you put on the second begodim. So if he's going to hold like Rebbe Meir, then there are three times you make a kiddush. You make once after you took off your first pair, then once before you put on the second pair, and then once after you're putting on the second pair. So if Rebbe is going to hold like Rebbe Meir, there should be 15 kiddush kiddushin yudayim reglayim. And the same thing, he can't hold like Rabbanan Shita, because Rabbanan Shita says that also. No. Is it? The Gemara says, "Maskum the Rabbanin." Maskum the Rabbanin. The Gemara says, "Dilu Rabbanin Amri kishulovish mekadesh." The Rabbanin said clearly, "When do you do the second kiddush? When you already have your clothing on." V'yu Oman, a Rebbe holds kishu poishet mekadesh. He only does it when he takes off his clothing. If I can't, the Rabbanin Shita is even before you take off your first pair of clothing, when you're still wearing them, that's when you have to have the first kiddush of the Amraglayim. Now Rebbe says not like that. Rebbe says first you have to take off your first pair of begodim and then you make the kiddush. So Rebbe does not hold like the Rabbanan. Umaskim the Rabbi Meir, he does not call like Rabbi Meir Shita either. Dilo Rabbi Meir Wama ha kiddush basra kishulavish. Rabbi Meir holds the second kiddush he the Kohen Gadol does after he puts on the second pair of begodim, the kaddish. V'yi Wama, now Rebbe says kishu poshit mekaddish. Rebbe says no, he does the kiddush in both of them when he's not wearing clothing. After he takes off his first pair, he makes the kiddush, then he goes to the mikvah, then he makes another kiddush. So Rebbe does not come out of court either one. So Amar Rav Acha, Rav Acha says like this, Amar Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, I tell you, hakol moedim, everybody is moeda, the kiddush sheni, by the second kiddush, after you went to the mikvah, the second time you have to make a kiddush, or dayim reglayim, shel loivish, everybody holds, first you have to put on your new pair of begodim. And then first you do the kiddush adam reglayim. My time, why does everybody hold like this? Why does Rav Acha Rav Yaakov say like this? Because he says, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Oy begishtom el ha-mizbeach. It says, you have to make a kiddush adam reglayim right before you come to do the avodah by the mizbeach. So we dashin, mi she'enu mechuser elo gisha. You know when you do the kiddush adam reglayim? When the next thing you do is, you could walk straight to the mizbeach. You're ready to do the avoda. Yotzezeh, Mashenkin, if you're going to tell me that he does the second kiddush before he puts on his new begodim, she'machus levisha begisha. This kohen is missing something. He can't right now walk to the mizbeach. He has to first put on his begodim. So pshita levisha has to, the kiddush has to be done after you do the second levisha. After you have your clothing on, now you're ready to go to do the avoda. That's when you do the second kiddush. So that's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds. That even according to Rebbe, everybody holds. The second kiddush is only after you put on the begodim. The Gemara says, "Omalei Rav Acha brei the Rav Ravashi, loy Rav Chizda isle the Rav Acha." Rav Chizda does not hold like Rav Acha. Loy Rav Acha isle Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. The im came le Rebbe hevelei chamesa kiddushin, because if so, according to Rebbe Shito, there'll be 15 of kiddushin daim reglayim, because there'll be then three times, because you have to do one when, because according to both of them, Rav Chizda says, according to Rebbe, you do the two kiddushim when you're off with no clothing. First you take off the first pair, you make a kiddush, then the mikvah, then a second kiddush, then you put on the next pair. Now, Rav Acha says, no. First you put on the second pair, and then you make the second kiddush. So if you're going to hold from one another, then there should be three kiddushim at each time. You make one kiddush after you took off the first clothing, then go to the mikvah, then another kiddush at Dayan Berglayim, and then after you put on the second pair, then make a third kiddush. So that should come out. You have to do 15 kiddushim on Yom Kippur. And that's not like that. We know only 10. So therefore, both of them don't stim. Rav Acha can't hold like Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. Like for sure, you only have to do it two times. The question is, when do we do it? Does the Kohen Gadol, like, first take off his first pair, then make the kiddush, then go to the mikvah? Now it's a machlekes. Does he make the kiddush first before he puts on the second clothing? Or does he first put on the second clothing, and then he makes the second kiddush? But pshita, he only has to do two times a kiddush by each tefillah. Therefore, it's only 10 times on your kippah, and not three times to make it 15. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Hevi lo es atomid,
we bring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur the Korban HaTomid, Korotsoi, and he makes the Shechita. For the Gemara, my Korotsoi, what does this Loshen Korotsoi mean? Omar Ulo Lishten the Katlitz, Loshen of killing. In other words, he makes the Shechita on the Korban HaTomid. Now, Katlahu, Omar Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, my Kuro, what's the Raya? That this Loshen of Korotsoi means a Loshen of Katla. How do we know this? So the Gemara says, in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Egla Yafei Fiha Fiha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim look like a nice eagle, a nice calf, and carrots mitzofon bovo. That carrots came from the north side. Carrots means the people that were mashkes to kill people came from the north side. So my mashma, how do we know what this pasuk means? What does the word carrots mean? Could a matargum and Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef was matargum this pasuk to say, Malko yiya hevi Mitzrayim. Really, the Mitzrayim had a nice kingdom. It was a nice land. Of amimin ketulin, but people that kill mitzvunya yasin Allah came from the north side. So from Sofren came people that kill. So kids, a lashon carrots mean lashon like killing. Here also, the Kohen Gadol made the shechita on the Korban HaTomid. So Mara says now korotsu bekama. Like it's a modern lashon. Why doesn't say lashon shechita? Why doesn't say lashon korotsu? How much of a shechita did the Kohen Gadol do on the Korban HaTomid? So Oma Ula says Barayv Shnayim. The Kohen Gadol made the shechita, he cut rove of the two simonim. Like Rashi says, Hechsha shechita b'tzimtzum. He did only the exact amount you need for Hechsha shechita, not more. He only did rove of the two simonim. The Chenom Rabbi Yechanan, Barayv Shnayim. You know how much of a shechita the Kohen Gadol did on the Tomid? Rove Shnayim. V'yafresh lokesh sovab Rove Shnayim. Also holds. The Kohen Gadol Kortzu here means he did like enough of a shechita just to make it kosher. The Yom Resh Lakish, the Chimiyach Sheshininu, Ruba Shel Echad Kimohu. There's one Mishnah in Chulin that says Alocha that Roiv of one Simin is kosher. Like Rashi says, the Chimiyach Sheshininu, the Shechita Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, the Ruba Shel Echad Kimohu, Menele Sheminen Roiv Shnayim Shnayim, like Madach by a knife. Mikra Din, you only have to sech one Simin. So rove of the simon is enough. You don't have to shech the whole simon. Rove is enough. So the mokim, you have to have two simonim by beimam. Like shit, the same thing. Rove of the two should be enough. So therefore, lama sheninu, rove echad b'yayf, for rove shnayim b'beim.
Why do we have to learn two of that separately? That rove of one simon by a bird is enough.
Yelama sheninu, rove echad b'yayf. That by a bird you need one simon and just rive of it. For rive shnayim bevehema, and by an animal you have to have two simonim. So just rive, the majority of the simon is enough. Why does it say it two times for? Lefi shashaninu. Because we learned here in the Mishnah in Yuma that tevi ulo yas atomid. On Yom Kippur they used to bring the Korban HaTomid to the Kohen Gadol. Kortzoi, the Kohen Gadol made a shechita. O meirek acha shechita yodai. And after he finished his shechita, which was only rive of the two simonim, another kohen came and finished off the shechita. Shechted the whole complete two simonim. Then the kibul es adam, the kohen gadol himself had to run fast to be mekabel the dam, and that's the reason why he didn't wait to do the whole shechita to finish the whole simonim. He only did exactly what we needed for the extra shechita, in order he should be able to run fast to receive the dam for zarkoi, and he had to do the zrikas adam also. Because we needed the Kohen Gadol to do all the avodas on Yom Kippur. Now, Yochol Loimerik Yi Apostol, I would think if somebody else doesn't come to finish off the Shechita, maybe it's Apostle Shechita. Maybe the Hechsha Shechita has to be the whole two simonim. Maybe Kodeshim needs to complete two simonim. Fred Gemara, how could you say that? Yochol Loimerik Yi Apostol, you want to tell me if somebody else did not finish the Shechita would be possible, would not be good. Im Cain, if so, heavily avoid the biachar. Then, if you tell me now for the shechita, you have to shecht all the simonim, so the Kohen Gadol didn't do all the simonim, he only did rove of it. So he didn't do the whole avoidah. So somebody else is finishing the avoidah. So it's possible. Utsnan, we learned. Kol avoidah Yom Kippurim, Einon Ksheris Elaboy. All the avoidah that you do on Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So this Gemara's mashma klo that even the shechita for the Korban HaTomid also has to be done only with the Kohen Gadol. Now Toys the after kashas. Now mashma like this, the Gemara later is mashma. It's a machlokes about the shechita by the next Korbanis if you need a Kohen Gadol or not. But by the Tomid shal shachav shechita, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. So how come our Gemara says now it'll be possible? As the Mandyam of Zela says, even his own carbon is kosher if a Zad does the Shchitam. For Yafilu man the poislein of Haino Dafke Paroi, only his par, the Yos Lechayve Sayyim, that that's a special carbon, the Kavad Yom Kippur, the Koya Lay Aaron Vechukam, Avu Tomid Lechayach Lechayve Sayyim Kippurim, Le Koya Lay Aaron Vechukam, Beshchita, Kiv Lad Avoidihi. The Churba by carbon at Tomid, it's not special to Kavad Yom Kippur, that's every day we bring the Tomid. So for sure, mid Yeraisa, you do not need the Koyen Gold of Shrach the Shchitah. So what's Pshan Al Gemara that's saying no? It's saying you do need the Koyen Gold for the Shchitah. But so is the answer, the Yeshleima, the Mikol Mokam Posu mid Rabbonin. Enoch Nami. Our Gemara is only mid Rabbonin. Mid Yeraisa, for the Shchitah of the carbon at Tomid, you do not need the Koyen Gold. The Koyen Gold only has to do the other Avoid the Sayyim. The Shchitah for the Tomid, for sure not. And the shchit of his carbon is a shaylik machlekes later. But a kol ponim mid rabbanim though, you but ask you need the kohen gadol. As a light plug. So therefore, if you do need the kohen gadol, mid rabbanim will be possible. So abazoi, if you need the whole shchita, so avad the kohen has to do the whole thing. So what you have a minute to say, it should be possible if you don't do the whole thing. So Morris says, hochikom, this is what I meant to say. Yochu ye posim mid rabbanim, maybe mid rabbanim, though it's not called a good shchita, unless you do